I encourage this county not to try to win the race to the bottom and get as small of a setback just to attract business. You're risking safety. You've heard a lot of issues about that. This is a massive solar farm, multiple times larger than the other solar farms in these other counties. That justifies the larger setbacks compared to those other counties. The 1,000-mile property line setback and the residential dwelling setback of a mile already reflect a compromise between the different positions. That compromise was reached over a long period of time. And ultimately, your ordinances under Section 3.03.02 state that all uses and structures not specifically listed as a permitted use or as a conditional use in a particular zoning district shall be prohibited in the sub-district. So right now, solar is not allowed. And the compromise that has been reached as a result of hundreds of people in this community coming together and speaking and signing and letting you know what they want, if that compromise does not stay in place, there's enough signatures on just half of that to put this on the ballot, and it will go to a referendum, and it will be struck down, and we'll be back with no solar where we are right now.